Chef Ramsay is ready to illustrate how Joe's overpriced menu is alienating the locals in this small town.
One of the things I've heard over and over again is that your place is not inviting enough for your average local. Too pretentious and too expensive. It's way out of their comfort zone. If a young couple want to come in here to eat, they're going to walk out of here spending minimum $100. That is a lot of money, yeah?
It is.
Yes, a lot of money.
They could spend $100 here and put it in that cash register, or they could go to a local grocery store and get this. Let's just have a look at delicious ribeye. Choice. Amazing corn. Potatoes. Ooh, some ground. I mean, that's a lot of food, right? That all came to $89.73. Oh, sorry. Look, bottle of wine as well. That's what I spent my last $11 on, just a little bottle of wine. What I'm trying to say is for $89.73, they've got minimum five good evenings in with some bloody good food. That's what you're going up against. Joe, people today want value. And when you pitch that you're the most expensive restaurant, nobody can touch you, you've already shot yourself in the foot.
Agreed. We're expensive. We're too expensive. Chef's correct.
It was a point well taken, and I'm always willing to learn more.
Time to move forward, and I mean move forward in a big way. We're going to cook some specials. It's going to go on tonight's menu, and it's a small step in the right direction. OK? When was the last time you had a burger on the menu?
We've never.
Never. And as a bistro,
yeah.
Why would you not have a burger on the regular menu?
Chef, when I did talk to the staff, they didn't want a $10 burger. They don't want to sell it.
Not the staff.
Right, but that they were...
Customers.
Right.
So the staff didn't want to sell a $10 burger.
Right, they felt that, like, you know...
Is this BS?
No, no.
Come with me.
Okay.
You, cook my burgers.
Gotcha.
Where's the team? Right, I asked Joe, when was the last time we had a burger on the menu? He said, the staff don't want to sell a $10 burger. Is that right?
No.
No.
No. No.
You're not anti-selling a burger?
No.
Every time I smell BS, I'm going to go for you. Let's go.
Can I interject something?
I'm busy. After that, toast the buns? Yeah?
Yep.
Nice. The burgers. How do you present a burger? We'll start off with a strong base, some lettuce to protect the bun. That's it. From there, caramelized onions. So it's a rich, roasted onion with aged balsamic vinegar. How long for the burgers, please? Good. Down, please. Thank you. Nice. Protect. And protect. From there, touch more lettuce. And then I've got a sort of Thousand Island special sauce to give that sort of zesty, yeah? Hot. And that's to the cheese, yeah? Toasted bun. I can look at my burger and identify what I'm eating. See what I mean?
Yes.
Through there. A nice handful of fries on the burger. Two specials. Let's go. So, tonight's specials. Local, fresh, delicious walleye. And there we have a classic burger. Dig in.
That looks awesome, chef.
How appetizing do those burgers look?
Delicious.
I'm not big on burgers. That was a very good example of how we need to recreate the bistro.
What is that? You're serving rotten food.
They're not crap, and they're delicious.
Then wake up!
You wake up!